What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, here we are yet again. The termination train makes a stop. However, we get a 2-for-1 deal with this offlining. Now, this article was published on the 27th of April. Miami-Dade man, 79, accused of stabbing his wife and stepson to deletion. Like I said, gentlemen, we got us a 2-for-1 deal on terminations. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. A 79-year-old man is facing 2 termination charges after deputies said he stabbed his wife and stepson to deletion at their townhome in Northwest Miami-Dade. Investigators said the offlinings happened on April 18th at the Antigua and Country Club of Miami townhouses in the 17,500 block of Northwest 67th Place. Detectives said Jose Vidal got into an argument with his stepson, who accused him of stealing a large amount of money and was planning on evicting Vidal from the home. Investigators said the two got into a fight. Things turned violent, and Vidal stabbed his wife and stepson. A Miami-Dade Sheriff's Office arrest report states that it wasn't until the following Monday, 2 days later, that Vidal rode his bike to purchase a lottery ticket, then rode to Memorial Hospital West, 6 miles away in Pembroke Pines, claiming that he was attacked by 2 men who stabbed him, knocked him unconscious, and then awoke to find his relatives deleted. Detectives said surveillance video showed Vidal walking through the community wearing specific sandals that left footprints in blood that was found inside the home. They say there were no evidence of anyone matching the descriptions of the supposed suspects Vidal gave. The Spanish-born Vidal was arrested Friday on 2 second-degree termination charges and appeared in Miami-Dade bond court on Saturday, where a judge ordered him to be held without bond. Well, looks like his stepson was trying to rob him. They were trying to put him out. He said, oh, no. Y'all not going to put me out of my house. I'm going to put y'all out of life. And he proceeded to do so. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to damn say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in the family home, gonna give that a 10. Method of execution, obviously the hot butter knife of doom. I'm giving that a 45. Psychological impact. One family member had to see another family member get taken offline. So I'm going to give that a 55. And for the brutality factor, stabbings, we all know that's real personal. I'm going to give that a combined score of 60. So Jose, Vicious Vidal gets a score of 170. Gentlemen, have I not said this last year, leading into this year, that there were going to be more men of elderly and advanced age that decide to put the mask on? Gentlemen, we all know that has definitely come to pass. A lot of long-suffering married men are finally saying, you know what? Fuck it. Fuck it. I'll just go ahead and have my three hots and a cot retirement plan kick in, and I'll go ahead and get rid of the bane of my life. Or in this guy's case, the banes of his life. Yeah, stepson. So you know what that means. He married a single mother. Doesn't say how long they were married, but still, the stepson was way out of line. But hey, you know what? He's not going to make that mistake ever again. Well, one more do I need to say, gentlemen? More and more men are fed up with today's women across the age scale, from younger men to older men. Yeah, they've gotten fed up, and they're not holding back either. Nope. No. More and more men are breaking those chains of restraint. And guess what, ladies? When those chains break, whatever happens, happens. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who think that your son's going to step up and be a white knight to protect you, yeah, you're essentially sending him on a suicide mission, which is what happened in this case. But you better understand this, ladies. You better understand this crystally damn clear. The power that you think you hold in this society, which I always say is fake and false, but you women still don't want to get the memo, which honestly works out better for job security for me, because the less women who get the memo, the more articles I have and the more souls that go to the termination train. Yeah, that thought process is going to always go out when that man finally says no more. Feminism and believing that men are still wusses and still pussified and they're not going to actually strike back when they've been disrespected to the nth degree, that's going to go out right along with it. Once again, ladies, when a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will act up to and including lethal action. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.